Kama, Mishnah Aleph. Now, we could connect the dots between what we just said in this next Mishnah here in different ways. This is my take on it. We're going to now further explore. We said Adam is Mu'ud Olam, but we're going to put some limits on that. At some places, you're not obligated anymore. And so that's the jumping off part here. So the Mishnah starts out, it says, HaManiach es HaKad Bereshis HaRav. A guy goes and leaves a kad. You know what a kad is? It's like
pitcher.
A jar. You've seen this. It's just, you see them in like, and if you ever go to any museum of antiquities, you'll see them. Like these like clay, vertical, cylindrical things. They keep, let's say, like a jar. I don't know what happens with that much anymore. That's why it's like a little, right? They don't use those things. They didn't have like, you know, built-in cabinets and stuff. So they kept like, you know, jars to keep their stuff in.
The arrows make them, they call them tamaja.
Really?
Yeah. They sell. That's the biggest seller.
Really? So that's it.
Big pitchers.
So that's it. You're probably... Something like that. If you don't know what to think of, your probably your best bet would be think of like a terracotta flower pot, which that you have seen. Big flower pots. It's like that. Okay, so the guy leaves... It's relevant here because he'll... Sorry? Earthenware container. That's right. Right, but don't think Tupperware because that's not going to work for this. Right. So he leaves this big, enormous... Not like enormous. He leaves this earthenware container in the street. Rishus Aram. Ba'acher. And, you know, the guy, he puts... Even for a second, you know, he's schlepping this heavy flower pot and he just is down in Manhattan and he wants to put it down for a second on the sidewalk because he needs to, you know, rest his shoulders or, I don't know, readjust his whatever. And while he puts it down for that in that moment, the next, you know, ba'acher, and the next guy behind him walking down the sidewalk, v'niskal ba, he trips over it, ushvara, and he smashes it. Bye-bye kad, bye-bye flower pot. Okay, so, in that case, putter. That guy, the guy walking down the street, is putter for paying for the flower pot, because... So
he has a right to be there.
He has a right to be there, and now, so this is now where, why I say the segue is here into Adam or the Olam, because, the Gemara explains, that people... A, on the one hand, the person who put down the pot had no business doing that there. B, the guy who's walked behind him had every bit right to be there. And C, and this is an important C, when a person walks, he doesn't look down at the ground like, what's there? He assumes that the sidewalk that everyone's trampling on is free of obstructions. It's a sidewalk. So he doesn't expect there to be a pot lying there. And if there is, it's not his fault. So for all the above reasons, since you had no right to put it down, I have a right to be here, and I'm not expected to be... looking down and see at any minute if you left little things on the ground where things shouldn't be, if something gets kicked or smashed, it's not my fault.
The last reason makes the most sense. The other is, well, the guy has a right to walk there, a guy has a right to put his thing down. I mean, if one guy has a right to walk,
no, he doesn't have a right.
No, I'm saying it will be, in the lowest, the reason he tells this, I can't go trespassing into your backyard, then stumble over your flower pot and say, well, what do you want from me? I'm not looking where I'm going. Well, yeah, but you're in my backyard. I don't care. Those ingredients are important, right? Right? Or if we share a backyard or whatever. And I put it down because I'm allowed to put it down. Then what do you want from me? Like we agree. Like, but here the point is, no one's playing by the rules. I mean, the cod put it down is not playing by the rules. Another guy is playing by the rules, doing nothing wrong. And yet you can't. Therefore, you cannot expect him to look down on the ground where he's allowed to be. Because people, when they walk, they look up, they look forward, they look down at their feet. That's okay. La'afuke, as opposed to an animal.
But what if he's with his possession? There's one thing to leave it there and walk away. There's nothing if you're there.
Put it down for a second. I'm in a rush to get from...
It's like part of your person. It's like an extension of you. Because it's right next to you. It's like saying you can't stop in the middle of the guy banging into you. It's your fault.
We're about to get there. But here... But here the point is... Here we're talking about something that's down by his feet level, even for a second, but I have no responsibility. I was changing the song I'm playing on my iPod, I'm looking at the address on the side of the road, I'm rushing to my meeting, I'm worried what I'm going to say to my boss, and I don't care the fact that even for 1 second, and I'm texting while I'm walking, right? I'm chewing gum all at the same time. What do you want from me? It's complicated. I have to look what's on the floor.
Why wouldn't
I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Money.
Fine. A person ought to look where he's going, but you can't demand it of him. I don't have to look down. People...
That's responsibility.
No, it's not. It's not. It's perfectly normal to look forward when you walk. That's what human beings do. Our eyes are up here, 6 feet off the ground. No, but
is there a difference?
No, that's it. Of course, it's a difference.
Yeah, I'm not looking down on the ground. I'm looking up. Yeah, I mean, when people, when I see people that walk around looking for a change on the floor, and like that, I feel so sorry for them. Like, what a lame-o. There's like a whole world to look at. What do you want to look at the ground for? Walk ahead. It's a Manhattan street. I'm saying, for example, my picture, my story is Manhattan. But so there's lots of people walking around. Like, you don't. Why in the world do you think there's an obstruction in the middle of the sidewalk? Well, I don't have to look at that. I'm walking down the street, looking up to see the addresses to try to figure out, you know, where I'm going to get my haircut. And like, you put something on the ground to trip me. What do you want? Like, that's crazy. I don't have to look on the ground. I don't have to look at the ground. My eyes are up here, 5.5 feet off the ground. That's how it goes. So that's the point, right?
You're just assuming everybody deserves.
We're just saying, I put three factors. I'm allowed to walk in the street. You're not allowed to put your stuff in the street. And I don't have to mind my responsibility. I don't have to look down at my toes every second to see in case you put something down there.
So that attitude, when you drive on the highway, you don't look on the road down what's in front of you. You look straight ahead. So if there's some destruction in front of you, you can smash whatever it is. You don't look at
That's not how I drive. But that is how I walk. Excuse me. You don't have to look at your feet every second as you're walking.
You look on the road down, that means you're the same way. If a car's in front of you, right in front of you, it's something that I just...
Yeah, yes, I agree. If you're driving behind a guy, and all of a sudden, and you're more or less tailgating the guy, and he's got the Batmobile, and he lets out some, like, you know, thumbtacks at the back of his car at the last second, and you go over them, you don't have to look every 2 seconds at the guy's dropping thumbtacks out of the back of his car. Everyone's walking down the street. Everything's going normal. All of a sudden, you picked on the guy in front of you, put your pot down. I'm not looking where
you're...
Okay, I have nothing more to say. The Torah is saying, I'm just going to say what I said again. I don't know. The Torah is saying that a person looks, the normal thing for a person is to look forward. Obviously, at a distance, he will see dead dogs, broken pots, and manholes as he's walking. But if he's looking up and you decide to put something down by his feet and he tramples it, if I trample your thing that you put on the ground, on the sidewalk, I don't have to pay for it. You shouldn't have put your iPod on the floor or your pot jar on the floor or anything else on the floor. Not only that, but if you hurt me, you know, if I twist my ankle on your flower pot, you got to pay me. Because you have no business putting flower pots down in the middle of the sidewalk. No business. Yeah, it's a bore. If you want to put it down, you should put on your yellow jacket that they have in all the cars here, and put a little like reflective triangle and say, warning, I'm putting down my... you can't just put things in the way they don't belong. So, but that's all by human beings. I should just speak out. Listen to this. Interesting. Animals' eyeballs do look in the ground. That's all they do. They don't have a world to look at. They look at the... And therefore, my cow is walking, and it trips on your pot and gets hurt on the sidewalk. We went to Calcutta. We left Manhattan, went to Calcutta where my cow's walking. And I don't know, they own cows there, whatever. And it twists its ankle. Then you, the pot putter downer, are not chayav. You're not chayav then, because cows have to look where they're going. And the normal thing with cows is look down on the ground. That's what cows do. And look at a cow, you'll see that their eyes aren't up at the sky, their eyes are down on the ground. So it's a cow's, so what do you expect? A cow should look where it's going. And I don't have to watch for the cow. So there'll be a difference. If it'll be dark at night, then you twist my cow's ankle, because your thing, you'll be chayav to pay for it. If it's bright of day and my cow just was a clumsy cow, you won't have to pay for it.
So what happens if you're pulling the cow along and it's looking down, but you're still pulling it? So if it didn't have the opportunity to move out of the way or whatever, because you didn't let and you weren't going over there, and you're looking up and you're not looking down, but it's looking down and it can't do anything.
The cow can side. I don't care if you've been pulling it. The cow can sidestep the pot. You're not chayav for the pot.
The cow breaks that pitcher. He's chayav. He's not chayav. No, it's pot there.
Derech Hilucha. And it meshes
around. Even though he's looking down.
Right. So, if I break your step one, if you go and put your pot in the middle of the sidewalk, and I stumble over it, if it breaks, you cannot charge me. You have no business putting it there. And I have no responsibility to look at my toes every 2 seconds. B, if I get hurt on, you do have to pay for my damages because you have no business putting it there and you're irresponsible. Now, it's like the Batmobile dropping out thumbtacks as I'm driving my car. You just totally, you put a stumbling block in front of the blind. That's what you did, literally. What do you want from me? I'm looking down at my feet. If it's a cow, on the other hand, in other words, you put down your pot and my cow is walking behind on the sidewalk. So, if my cow breaks your thing, too bad, I'm not chayav because that's regel and just a rav, it's pater, right? And if my cow gets hurt, you're not chayev, because my cow should look where it's going. My cow should look where it's going. Cows look where they're going also, right? You're not obligated to pay for that. But, P.S., if it's dark outside, for example, and the cow couldn't look where it's going, so then you'll be chayev again. Okay, fine, that's that. Now,
versus a big giant lamp, or something that's tall.
Yes, yeah. Correct. If the metzias is that it's a giraffe, and the giraffe's metzias, I don't know what giraffe, but let's say giraffes don't look down, they only look up. Yes, that'll be like a human being. We'll have to have a dintar of a giraffe. The normal thing for a giraffe to do is to not look down where they're going. I don't know, their eyes up in the sky. Yeah. Now. Okay, there you go. So the giraffe will be like a person. Now, we didn't discuss this yet, but I'll speak out here now that's... since the can of worms is open. Though when it comes to boar, the dam, the obstacle boar that leads from the stumbling block in the Shisarab, the public place, so that a person is obligated to pay for damages, but he does not, the bad guy, the mazik, who left the boar in the pit of the Shisarab, does not pay for kalim, or does not pay for kalim. So in other words, for example, if your cow falls into my pit, and it's dark outside, let's say. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to pay that either. But and it falls in the dark night, I walk my cow, falls into a 9 tefach deep pit, and it breaks his ankle, you have to pay for a broken ankle cow. But if also on top of that, its saddle got ripped, I don't know, whatever, you do not have to pay for that. Do not have to pay for it. Because the pasuk, we'll get there, but the pasuk for boar says you pay for shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim. Yes. Yeah. I mean, but so the chamor v'lo kelim means you pay for the animal and not for the utensils. And on top of that, you don't pay for human beings, right? Because they should look where they're going.
So
now,
if the cow dies, you pay for all the cow.
Sorry. Yeah. The cow. Well, yes. It will be the difference between the cow's worth before and the cow's worth after the death. And about not in a 9 tefach pit, but a 10 tefach pit. Yeah. So that could still, I don't know. You could sell to the butcher,
right.
The not kosher butcher, obviously.
Human beings
need to look where they're going. Also, now in the Rosh Hashanah, I don't know. This is maybe coming back to your point here. On the sidewalk, I don't have to look down. I can look up where I'm going. But if in a pit in a Rosh Hashanah, and I fall into it, a normal pit, you don't pay for me. Because I'm a human being, I should look where I'm going. Like, they're not contradicting one to the other. It's not.
No, what if it's a sidewalk? A person has to be
responsible for himself. So, if I'm walking on the sidewalk and you lift the pit there, I should look where I'm going and not step into the pit.
The difference is,
it's like the Batmobile dropping the thumbtacks. I'm walking down the street, all of a sudden you pit don't put something down. That's not the same thing as everyone's, like, there's traffic moving. You would notice, believe me, you'd notice this. If there's a dead guy lying on the street, or a dead dog, or a pit, you can see from a mile away that pedestrian traffic is going around it. It's obvious. There's a flow of traffic. You in the middle drop something down, and I'm the guy behind it, I step on it. What do you, like, that's different. That's not the same. It's not the same.
But at the same time, yeah. Six cars ahead of you ran over the guy.
I don't believe that it's modules or it's a zero psychosis. Shor below Adam. I don't think it's logical.
But there's between Shor and Adam? I don't know, it's a pasuk. It is a pasuk. But I'm just giving you a difference between why I'm not obligated to look down, and therefore, if I break your pot, I'm not liable for it. But, and if I get hurt, you are liable. But if you leave a pit in the ground and it's open and I fall into it, then you don't pay for it. So I'm saying the difference is a pit in the ground, I should look where I'm going. But I guess you're right. It is exerced a custom. In other words, in the pitch black, for example, in the pitch black, where I couldn't see where I was going, you still would be put there if I was in your pit.
So, it's the same if somebody puts down the pot. Three people in front of you, and you're looking up and not down. Three people in front of you see it, and they sit like this, and they go around like this. So that means if you knock it down, you should be responsible, because you should have seen those three people stop and walk around it. So you should be responsible, because...
No, I'm never responsible for breaking your...
He didn't just put it down in front of you. He put it there, should have been there. But three people in front of you walked around. So if you're saying you don't have to look down, you're looking up, you notice three people in front of you walking around something. It's not normal. So you should have
If that doesn't the onus on you to see something that shouldn't be there.
But that's what the rabbis are saying, that you look straight ahead, right? If something really knows,
but for you, it's as if you just put it down because he was instructed by his people walking ahead of
him. But you saw, you look it up, you saw three people going around and, you know, walking around, and you don't just walk around like this, three people, there's some reason why they're walking around. So now if you come to that point, you should see ahead. And now you're not looking and you're just going straight. I don't care if they go around, I'm going straight.
Okay, I'm changing something I said. I realize I said something wrong. I just realized it now for the first time. I'm pretty sure now that I'm saying is right. When we say shor v'lo adam, what we're talking about is only for death, not for injury. I'm just realizing that now. I think. Because this is a boar. I have to look at that for a second. It'll be the fifth pair. Fifth Mishnah. Right. I think that. No, I don't know if I'm even addressing your problem. I'm addressing my own problem. My own problem is like, well, maybe it is. What is the real difference between if I leave a pit in a mishzaram and where I leave just a paw on the ground? So, one second. Just looking here quickly.
Shizuram is no different than a sidewalk that's being worked on and not properly marked. For you, you're walking, and all of a sudden you fall in. Doesn't matter if it's in the street or on the sidewalk.
I thought it was 5-5, but it's not. Just one more second. I'm a putter al kelim. Not full of tochum. Actually, I got the chayim go fast. I did alma. Putter. I can't swear that's another season. Okay, it's the Mishnah Vav here.
Yeah, 5-6.
Okay, I don't see it off the top of my head. I have to look into it. I'm not sure. I'm not clear on that now. I'm not clear on that now. But this much, I'm for sure clear on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is, like I said, I'm not changing anything I said in our Mishnah. I'm just.
Oh yeah, the first is said, "Abu Beniske Adam Chayes Balabor."
Okay, so it's, yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay. Okay.
So that's it. That's this over here. Okay, so that's that. So I realized. So I said something wrong. Let me clarify what I said wrong. What I said wrong was if you leave a pit in the public place and I fall into it, you're chayev. You're chayev. Why? Because you're chayev because I have my responsibility to look on the ground where I'm walking necessarily across the board. But for whatever reason, for the gzeiras hakasav, if I die falling into that pit, then you're not chayev for my death. Not considered a murder. Okay, that's a separate point then altogether. Back here in our Mishnah, you put your flower pot in a public place and I stumble over it. If I smash it, too bad for you. You shouldn't put it there. Because I have a right to be there, you have no right to put your flower pot down, and I have no responsibility to look down on my feet as I'm walking. If I get hurt on your flower pot, that's the boar that you put, that's the pit you made, the trapping, the stumbling block, and therefore, if I get hurt, you have to pay me. You have to pay me because it's your fault for putting something in the road.
It's
just a rub. Any place anywhere where I'm allowed to be walking, a normal public place.
Road or sidewalk. Leaving the pot and walking away versus leaving the pot and it's next to you or in front of you.
No, no difference.
If you put it down, it's in front of you, and the person keeps walking, and they walk into the bed, bang into the pot. But you're right there. It's kind of like part of the words in your public space, so to speak. You're all honest.
Even been to Calcutta or whatever, but people are squished together. There's no place. You have no public space. You have no right. You have no right to say that you've. You have no right to say this is my private area. I'm not comfortable. You're too close to me, like that. No, I have a right to be here too. Every inch of it is. I'm not. I'm not. Okay, I'm not stepping on your toes. But I don't have to. I'm not allowed to kick your pot. That's different. But if I stumble over your pot because I don't see it there, or whatever, it's not my job to look at you putting things down. It's not my job. Your job is to look out for me. That's really the point. The point is, you want to put your backpack on the floor to readjust it. That's cool. But if something happens, it's your fault. You have to look around. I don't have to look around for you watching your basket or your backpack. You have to look around for me because you're putting your backpack down, right? Like that. Hey, buddy, look where I'm going. You know, that's that. You have to look. You're responsible. Okay, now.
Think about an airport. You put something down. You're responsible for it.
Right.
Yeah. Disappear or get broken.
Yeah. No. Okay. Now. Let's go. Right. Okay. Nishbra kado versus. Okay. So now, I saw this. Okay. There's a new point here. I get to relate a new point. The Siyat Dishmai, which I'm learning from here, has an amazing mahalach in this line in the Mishnah, which I never thought of before. Maybe it's not mechudash. Maybe if I look back at everything I looked at, it always makes sense. But it's so not what I thought. He learns that Shad is, and I'm happy to go with it. I don't see why it's not right. This new case now is a guy is holding a pot in his hands, and then he ends up smashing on the floor. The first case was I put the pot down on the floor. Now the case is that I'm dropping the pot on the floor. We'll discuss Meizah Chogig in a second. The point is, that's the case. Nishbra kada b'rishus harabim. The case is, like, I'm walking, carrying a pot down the street, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, I've smashed into the public place. Now, there's two dimensions to consider here. The first dimension is Meizah or pot. Like, did you do it on purpose? Did you do it on accident? Did you do it on onus? That's one thing to consider. There's obviously a big difference between if I go and smash, I threw it on the ground and cause havoc, as if, you know, some wrecking ball came and smashed the thing out of my hand. And next thing you know, like, it's, you know, cause trouble or something in the middle. I get tripped, right? And the second issue is there's the damage that occurs immediately upon my falling, like, you know, like the water that splashed out of it or something, and then the mess I leave behind, you know, for the next guy to deal with. There's a difference. So there will be those two things to consider. So, everyone's.
If you're introducing a hazard to the public good.
Right. So, now everyone's going to agree that if I did it b'mezid, if I did it on purpose, I'm obligated. Okay? And I'll be obligated both for what happened. In other words, if I just take my pot and throw it on the ground, because I think it'll be a fun thing to do. Like, there's some kids in America that threw a shopping cart off, like, you see that horrible story? Crazy story. It doesn't even matter. I don't even know why I may have connected it. Some 14-year-old kids were standing on the top of, like, I forgot, like a Walmart or something like that, on, like, the fourth story roof, and, like, dropped the shopping cart on a woman going down. Yeah. She, I don't know what happened to her next, but she was, like, not good. I don't know what happened next. But she was in the hospital, and, like, I don't know what. Crazy. What was the connection? There's no connection, really. That's right. You're throwing something on the ground on purpose. That's what the connection is. So you just decide to smash your pot on the ground, whatever it is. So then, of course, you'll be responsible both for the filthy water that flies out of it that makes me dirty, as well as, you know, whatever, the scratch that I get in my leg from the shards afterwards when you've walked away. Then later on. Okay, that everyone will agree to. And everyone will agree if it's a true onus. That means, I don't know what, I'm innocently walking the street and you, I don't know about that. But you come and rub me down on your motorcycle. Okay, and my pot goes flying. What do you want from me? Because you smashed me on the motorcycle. So then I'm not responsible for neither the filth that comes out of the pot or people slipping on the liquid as it's splashing out, nor the mess left behind when I get slipped off to the hospital or whatever. What do you want from me? Like, that's... I'm an onus. I'm total onus. I have nothing to do with it at all. So I'll be potter. The middle case, which is the question, is what's with the niskal? The niskal is the guy who trips. The word tzakala, I don't know, like a stumbling block, whatever. What happens if, like, I'm carrying my pot and I trip? I trip over my own shoelace or whatever, a crack in the sidewalk, and down goes my pot, smashing, leaving a mess at the time. And subsequently, if I leave it there, shards lying around. So do we say that you're responsible, and trip, and niskal, a guy who trips, is like a pusheya, he's good at doing it on purpose, what's the difference? You're responsible for yourself. Or do you say no, if a person trips, and it was an accident, what happened to him, he couldn't have done better. Remember, I want to speak out here. The niskal obviously didn't mean to trip. People, you can assume, don't want to trip and skin their knee. That's not what people are trying to do. So in other words, so he's already doing everything that's, so to speak, in his power normally not to trip. Doesn't happen to people. But if it happens, the guy trips and down goes the pot and it gets someone dirty or hurts them, is he obligated for that or not? That's the middle ground where the machlokas is. So that's the case here where it's, we talk about nishbara kadam bershusa rabin. So I'm walking down the street with my pot in hand and inside the water, and then I trip over the sidewalk and I go smashing down, and out comes the water and out comes the pot shards, and that's that. V'huchlok acher b'mayim, and someone either slips on the water. Slipping on the water is a direct, at the time of the actual accident, everything, you know, the five car pileup. Oshalaka b'charsa, or subsequently, if someone like gets a piece of glass in their foot later on, like not now, you know, not because there's glass flying out of the pot, but there's debris left behind. Tana Kama says chayev, you're chayev for that because a list calls a poshea. If you're you have to look where you're going, and the adam is a mu'ad la'olam, and tripping is your own fault. Like, be more careful. If you know, tie your shoelaces is better. And if you fall, you have to pay for it. And if you leave a mess, you have to pay for it. That's that. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He holds that a niskal lav posheyahu. If a person trips, that's an accident. It's the same. Tripping is in the same or similar category. It's someone hitting you with their motorcycle. Like, it's an accident. Yeah, I couldn't have done better if I tried. I was trying. Who the heck tries to fall, trip over the sidewalk? So then, he says, Now, Rabbi Yehuda's exact words are b'miskaven chayev. If it was intentional, then he's obligated. Be'enu miskaven pater. If he's not intentional, then he's pater. So I'm going to tell you what the Bartender's pshat is on this. It makes it much easier. Let me explain how the Bartender's pshat. Yeah, the Bartender learns that a niskal is that's considered a proper onus, and therefore you're not chayev for that. That's not a shogeg. The shogeg is an accident. This was more than an accident. It was like beyond my control. It was like. Right? An onus. And the miskaven here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Bartanura, is that I was had a kavana to then want to keep the shards for myself. But if I mafka them on the spot, then and if I just say, forget it, there's just pot shards, I'm leaving them in the street for no one, then he'll be putter. This is pretty wild. I'll explain out. I think it's very wild. If a person illegally leaves his object in the Meshus HaRavim, so it can't be mafker. I can't take a flower pot, put it on the side of the road, you know, drop some pins on the freeway or leave a flower pot on the sidewalk in Manhattan and say, you know what, I'm mafker, whoever wants it can have it. And then say, listen, you didn't trip over my flower pot, that was a public flower pot for whoever wanted it. No, if you put your board down in the Meshus HaRavim, if you're subsequent to that, try to be mafker, we ascribe it back to you. You can't get rid of it. You put it down in a
shiitic way, in an illegal way.
In a negligent, that's what I wanted. In a negligent way. You can't do that. You want to put a flower pot, put it by the dumps on the side or whatever the story is, but to put it where people won't expect it, you can't just mafkin up, you're responsible. However, this case, you didn't put it down in a pashia in a negligent way. It just ended up on the ground, because, well, let's start with the motorcycle for starters. The motorcycle smashed into you, it's an onus. Like, good, so now there's a piece of glass everywhere, and like pot shattering and stuff. Some, maybe the motorcycle's to blame, motorcycle, but certainly not me. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda learns tripping, niskal, stumbling on your own two feet, is the same as a motorcycle. It's considered like an onus. It's worse. It's not like being negligent. It's being like an accident that happened to you. You're not responsible for it, and therefore, since when the glass and liquid and everything went smashing down, if you were mafkrit, you don't just abandon it all. Since you didn't put it down, but in negligence, then you're not responsible for it. Because part of the debris of the public place, and you're not responsible. If miskaven, you think, oh, I want to recover what I could, then of course, then it stays yours. You have to be mafkrit at the time of dropping it to relinquish responsibility. Otherwise, you know, you spill water on the ground, on accident, splashes. And if you can walk away from it, then it stays, you've walked away from it. If you try to collect it, you want it to be yours, and then you haven't got finished collecting it when the next guy comes and dirties himself or scratches himself, then of course he'll be chayav. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that, this is the point, that a niskal, a guy who stumbles, is considered lav poshea, it's not negligent, and therefore, if he decides to be mafker that stuff on the spot and walk away from it, he will not be alive before it happens next. And that, right? How do you like that? So that's put, so you know, this, you see again, it's like, watch where you're going, is the moral of the story.
If he puts it down himself,
won't work. That's putting the pot down. Whether you
created
the hazard willingly, mindfully, negligently. Now you can't walk away from it. But if you didn't create it on purpose, you created it on accident. So Rabbi Meir says, listen, you're responsible for your actions, even stumbling. We used to know if you stumble, that's like beyond normal. And you can't be responsible. And that's the din. The din is like Rabbi Yehuda, I think, surprisingly. That you're not responsible. People watch where they're going. So you have to be aware when you're driving your car, walking the sidewalk. On the one hand, you don't have to look down. But on the other hand, everyone recognizes that things happen from time to time. If you twist your ankle, it's your own fault on the debris in the sidewalk.
But you said before, everybody looks forward, the door goes down. Right? And if you did that and you're carrying something, you could fall off the curb and smash the thing, and therefore there's charge all over the place. And you're not responsible? Or they are responsible?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not responsible. Because he says the guy who falls is not considered negligent. They're putting it down. That's a discussion, dude. That's a discussion. Remember, no one intends to fall. That's clear. Like it's more than just... I think everyone does the best they can not to fall.
No.
All the time.
Especially if you carry something.
Yeah, have you ever, once, even for a tenth of a second, thought, maybe I'll try and fall and see what happens? People do everything in their power not to fall. I mean, who the heck tries to fall? When you fall, you get hurt. No one wants to fall. That's his point, I think. His point is, it's more than just like, if I go to bed and I don't look where I'm doing it, or sleep where I want, watch where I'm going, the answer is be more responsible. But like, this is, and I wasn't thinking about it. Well, think about it. But this is not, I wasn't thinking about it. You're constantly thinking in the back of your mind, like, with each step you take, like, don't trip. Like, why would you want to trip? No one wants a trip. No one ever wants a trip. And self-preservation says, I'm not going to trip. So if you do, what then? So rebuttal, that's considered not a peshe. That's not considered your responsibility. And if you're mafka on the spot, we potter not the din.